Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, Jack, there's legislation in the state Senate that would cut the option of new teachers having pensions in Michigan. Instead, all new teachers would get a 401k style plan. What are your thoughts and what are you hearing from others about this bill?
Well, of course, the teachers aren't happy. They see it as just one more step in sort of teacher bashing and diminishing teachers. It sort of takes all pensions away from them. It's not at all clear this will come up for a vote this year. My guess would be that it won't. Republicans don't want to do anything further to antagonize anybody, but they seem fairly serious about it, and it wouldn't surprise me if it got taken up in lame duck session. There's only so much they can do in lame duck. That's the session, of course, they'll have after the election, and hopefully Rhodes will be at the center of this, but it sort of indicates that there is a dramatic sort of not only opposition but hostility between Republicans in the state legislature and Michigan's teachers.
And now that Detroit has struck a deal with Cencora, which was a creditor that had strong opposition to the bankruptcy's grand bargain, what's the latest news with the bankruptcy trial?
Well, it sort of goes on. It heightens the pressure on the remaining creditors, the biggest of which is Financial Guarantee Insurance, to sort of do a deal or risk having the bankruptcy judge, Stephen Rhodes, to sort of impose what's called by the unlovely term a cram down on them. Cencora actually got a pretty good deal, not as large a percentage of their debt as the creditors, but they got the rights to run the Detroit end of the Detroit-Windsor Tunnel for a long time, and they get an option, apparently sort of a coupon for $6.5 million that they speculate they'll use to buy the Joe Louis Arena and a city parking garage and a bunch of sources of revenue and some more debt for Detroit. But it was a key obstacle, and now Cencora, from being the bankruptcy's strongest opponent, is one of their strongest supporters.
Well, Aramark is under fire again. That's the private prison food contractor the state hired last year to save the state money. Aramark was in the news in Michigan after maggots were found in food and word that employees were having sex with inmates. But now an Aramark employee is now being charged with smuggling heroin and other drugs into the state prison at St. Louis. So why is Michigan still with Aramark, Jack?
Well, that's a good question. I'm going to talk about that more at 1:30 today, but the governor is sort of stubbornly holding on to Aramark, defending Aramark. And when you look at their national record, and people in Ohio are clamoring for them to be fired, they've been fired for similar abuses in Kentucky and Florida, and there's sort of a national pattern of this, and politicians find it hard to admit that they've made a mistake, especially in election years, but this has been nothing but political hay for Democrats, and it seems to be for the Democrats just the gift that keeps on giving.
And what is this about the Snyder administration lifting a nearly $100,000 fine to Aramark without public announcement?
This, to me, is the makings of sort of a huge political scandal. They announced in March they're going to fine them $98,000 for the first run of abuses. And then the governor's chief of staff emailed the director of corrections, suggested they get together for a drink, and got him to say, well, I won't be so tough on Aramark, and they canceled the fine. They didn't tell the public that, and they suppressed the email, redacted it, apparently, that indicated they were going to do this. So this is not only sort of questionable behavior, but some question of a cover-up. And again, Aramark has been nothing but trouble, and it may be one of the reasons that Mark Schauer, the Democratic candidate, has drawn even with Governor Snyder in the polls.
All right, Jack. As always, thanks for the insights.
Have a great morning.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.